Picture the night before. Your logbook is squared away, your endorsements are signed, and the examiner's name is sitting there in your inbox with a time attached to it. Your mouth is dry, you keep running the airspace requirements in your head, and somehow they keep slipping away. If that's you right now, take a breath. You're in good company. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS, where I bring you the headlines that matter to the person actually flying the airplane. Today, we're not talking about a new rule or a service bulletin. We're talking about something almost every certificated pilot has lived through, and something thousands of student pilots are staring down this month. The Checkride, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, the AOPA, published a training and safety tip this week on taming checkride anxiety. And I want to walk through it because the headline doesn't tell the whole story. Before I get into it, today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight, from first solo to airline transport pilot. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. And if there's ever a moment that deserves a coin in your pocket, it's the day the examiner shakes your hand and says, "Congratulations, so let's get into it." Here's what you need to know. Anxiety before a check ride is normal. It is expected. Months of training, thousands of dollars, hundreds of hours of your life. All of it coming down to one meeting with a designated pilot examiner or an FAA inspector. Your body treats that like a threat. That's not weakness. That's biology. The AOPA's point is a simple one, and it's the same point flight instructors have made for generations. The single best way to reduce checkride anxiety is to be thoroughly prepared. Confidence isn't something you talk yourself into the morning of. Confidence is a byproduct. It comes from knowing deep down that you have done the work and you can fly the airplane. Let me break that down into what it actually means for you. First, preparation is the antidote, but preparation has to be honest. The Airman Certification Standards, the ACS, is not a secret document. It is published. The examiner is testing you against it. Every task, every knowledge element, every risk management element, every skill element, it is all right there. This affects you if you've been studying in a vague, hopeful way, reading and rereading without measuring yourself against the actual standard. Print the ACS for your certificate. Go task by task. Be ruthless about where you're weak. The nervousness you feel is often just your subconscious telling you there's a gap you haven't closed. Close the gap, and a lot of that noise quiets down. Second, know the difference between a knowledge gap and a nerves gap. If you genuinely don't understand, say, the difference between the various classes of airspace and their weather minimums, that's a knowledge gap. You fix that with study. But if you know it cold at the kitchen table and it evaporates the moment someone's watching, that's nerves. Those two problems have different solutions. Don't try to cram your way out of a nerves problem, and don't try to breathe your way out of a knowledge problem. Diagnose honestly. Which brings me to the third point. And this is the one I think gets underappreciated. Balance. The APOA specifically calls out maintaining balance in your life during this stressful stretch. And I want to sit on that for a second because we in aviation should recognize the framework here. You already know it. IMSAFE. Illness, medication, stress, alcohol, fatigue, eating, and emotion. We teach that as a pre-flight self-assessment for every flight. Well, a check ride is a flight, so run the checklist on yourself. Fatigue is the big one. The temptation is to stay up until 2 in the morning the night before, drilling systems and V-speeds. Don't. A tired brain performs worse, recalls worse, and manages risk worse. The examiner is watching how you make decisions, and a sleep-deprived pilot makes poor decisions. That is precisely the thing being evaluated. Sleep is not time away from studying. Sleep is studying. Eat something real that morning. Hydrate. If you work out, work out, because burning off the adrenaline is legitimate. If you've got a person in your life who calms you down, spend 20 minutes with them the night before instead of with the flashcards. You have already done the studying. The night before is for arriving at the airplane rested and clear. Now let me connect this to safety, because that's what this show is about, and because the stakes here go beyond passing. A check ride is not the last high-pressure flight you will ever make. It might be the first of many. The day you fly into unfamiliar terrain and marginal weather with passengers who are counting on you, you're going to feel some version of what you feel before this check ride. Elevated heart rate, tunnel vision, the urge to rush. So the skill you're really building right now isn't just how to pass an exam. It's how to fly the airplane competently while your body is telling you to panic. Learning to manage that, learning to slow down, breathe, run your flows, and fly the airplane first, that is one of the most important aeronautical skills there is. The check ride is where a lot of pilots learn it for the first time. Treat it as training, not just a test. A few practical things the examiner community will tell you, and I'll flag this next part as my own read on it, informed by talking to designated examiners over the years. The examiner is not your adversary. A good DPE wants you to pass. They are not trying to trick you. They are trying to determine one thing. Are you a safe pilot who exercises good judgment and stays within the standards? If you bust a maneuver, it is very often recoverable in the moment. Say out loud, that wasn't to standard, I'd like to try that again. Self-correction is a sign of a mature aviator, examiners notice it. If you don't know an answer on the oral, the correct response is not to invent one. It is to say, I don't know that off the top of my head, but here's where I'd find it, and then reach for the regulations, the Aeronautical Information Manual, or the Pilot's Operating Handbook. Aviation is an open book profession. Knowing where the answer lives is itself a demonstrated skill. Making up an answer with confidence is the opposite. Examiners are trained to catch exactly that. And here's the reframe I'd leave you with on the anxiety itself. A little bit of nervous energy is not your enemy. It sharpens you. It means you care, and it means you take the responsibility seriously. The goal was never zero anxiety. The goal is anxiety that stays in the passenger seat while you fly. You are the pilot in command of the airplane, and you are the pilot in command of your own state of mind. Both of those are trainable. So if your check ride is on the calendar, here's your assignment. Work the ACS task by task until the gaps are closed. Then run MSAFE on yourself the night before. Get your sleep, eat your breakfast, and show up rested. Fly the airplane the way you know you can. The certificate is the paperwork. The competence was earned over all those months. The check ride is just the day someone else gets to see it. That safety tip came from the AOPA's ongoing training and safety series, and it's worth reading in full at their site. You can find more of what we cover over at radiohangar.com to everyone with a check ride on the horizon. You've done the work. Go fly like it. This is Tower, wishing you a good ride and a tailwind on the way home.